Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global.
Happy New Year!
Yeah, it's like crackling when you shout, so maybe just keep the one tone and then... It's been hard work getting you on today. I think, I don't know whether you can't be bothered anymore or you're getting old or... You're just too busy for me. I don't know, but it's been a struggle today, this morning.
So number one, that's what I always say to you. Number two, it's been hard work because you were telling me that I look, my head looked like a peanut as I was setting this up. We spent half an hour messing about with this thing. I even got one of those ring stands with a light on for my daughters. So it just made me look just wrong. So now we're here. We're on. We're in.
We're good. I'd give this a 7 out of 10. It's not bad. Not bad for your setup at the moment.
You got any New Year's resolutions?
No.
Any?
I don't believe in all that.
I don't think I'll last till the end of January, though.
Well, what are they?
I'm going to stop using the F word. I can use any other word apart from the F word.
What F word? What word?
Because...
No, what
so I was watching. You get catching my heart. So I seen this film. What was it called? Baptiste. It was a follow on from The Missing. So this character, he came across as really respectful and everything. And then he started swearing. I'm like thinking, nah, I ain't feeling that. I thought, well, what do you expect? And then I remember when I did my book, the ghostwriter, he swore a lot and he put a lot of swear in it. And I gave it to Brendan, and Brendan said, take the swearing out, John, it's not you. I took the swearing out, it's me. I don't swear. It's just that when I come across people like you, I start just getting a bit emotionally invested in the conversation. So now I don't swear. I'm done with that. All right, I don't use the F word. I can use other words like bastard or blood clot, but I can't use either one.
I think they're worse.
No, they're not. Because most people don't know what they mean.
Yeah, but you're just taking the context out of it.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, Happy New Year.
Thanks, G. Thanks.
Can you still say that on the 20th of January? I don't know. But anyway, Happy New Year anyway.
Let me just tell you, you are the first interview I have done this year.
Shut up.
First interview. I just locked out. I said, no. Coogie Bears getting it, boy. The first interview I've done all year. And they've been on it, you know. They have. Enough people. Yo. I've just said, I'm just having a rest for a while.
I think people associate you more with our channel now, so I think it's a case of they think, what's the point?
I'm employed by you, company man Nelson.
I didn't say that. First of all, how are you?
I'm good. Everything's good. There's a storm brewing outside, weather-wise. Nice to hear Eddie announce some dates for us all, which is really, really good. You know what? Again... I'm going to get it on anyway. again, I commend him for giving hope and putting some dates out there, putting some fights out there, giving us to think, right, there's something to look forward to. Obviously, there's all the speculation about Fury, Joshua, where it'll be, if it will be, how close it's getting done. But obviously, we'll talk about those as it goes on. But good. We're back in a... We're looking healthy again. We're wading through.
Absolutely. We're obviously in a month here, January, where boxing wasn't allowed to commence, which in the scheme of things seems a good idea in the kind of current pandemic situation obviously we're still in. So boxing will resume in a closed doors capacity in the middle of February. Eddie Hearn's announced a string of shows running to the 10th of April. We'll talk about them shows. And also, yeah, Frank Warren's announced Carl Frampton against Jamel Herring. So boxing is slowly coming back. No fans yet, but it's better than not having boxing.
Yeah, without a doubt. And so it's just good news. And plus, there's not many great things to look forward to, obviously, with the world how it is at the moment. So in our sport, the way it is, I think it just brings a bit of joy to people's lives. So good on.
Okay, before we kind of run through the schedules, you can tell me what fights you're looking forward to in that couple of months spell. A report suggests that Deontay Wilder is in talks with Charles Martin for a fight.
I heard that. So does that tells me negotiations with a third clash with Tyson Fury are off the table, or they're out of the mix, or they might have nudged one or two things where he may wait to see what happens with a winner, or he might just have to get in the queue like everybody else. For Charles Martin, good on him. Good, you know, Charles Martin's getting in there against a former world champion, one of the biggest bangers I've ever seen in our sport. So I think it's good just to see where he stands and how he performs and how he is with Charles Martin. Charles Martin is itching to try and get back into the big time after getting turned over by Anthony Joshua, which I understand. Good on him. I think Deontay Wilder is better off doing the talking in the ring with the gloves on rather than anything else, because he seems to drop a clang. I've heard something. You tell me if it's true or not. And this is just rumours. Have he and Shelley Finkel split?
As far as I know, they haven't. I think Shelley Finkel had come out recently and denied those suggestions that him and Deontay Wilder have split. Because Shelley Finkel was the one, I think, that confirmed Charles Martin as one of several names in contention for Deontay Wilder's return. And these names are out there if, according to reports, if they're not able to secure the Tyson Fury trilogy in the arbitration that they're involved with at the moment. So that's...
But that kind of tells me, if you're looking at a plan B, if that tells me, if you're looking at a plan B, it means plan A is looking rather shaky, or there's a good chance plan A won't happen if they start to do this. Because if you're in negotiations, you don't talk about your options. You talk about actually dealing what you're negotiating. So that kind of tells me that that fight, it tells me a lot, them even talking about somebody else, because it's not good. That's not how you negotiate. That's not how you get the hustle on. You make out as though that's all you want. So, but yeah, it's good either way. He's good. And it'd be nice to see Deontay Wilder back in the ring and see how he handles the pressure, see how he handles the media, see how that crushing defeat has affected him mentally, or if it has.
You've gone on record as saying you doubted whether we'd see him in the ring again.
Yep.
But what, have you changed your stance on that?
Not at all. We ain't seen him in the ring yet.
Okay.
Not at all. And the reasoning behind saying that is because he's in the Who Needs Him club, and so therefore any fighter that's got any true ambition that wants to come through would be game with Deontay Wilder, because a man punches too hard, the risk of losing far outweighs the rewards. So you'd look for another path, and that along with somebody. Things that have been said in regards to respected members of the boxing fraternity. Some of the things he said, you think, wow. And I mean, I'm talking about the stuff, the accusations to Mark Breland. And I'm quite sure he might have peed others off in some of the accusations that he's made. I just think you're just kind of, you're blackballing yourself. So that's why I said that. And let's just see. Let's just see how negotiations go. Let's just see when he gets in the ring.
Just kind of sticking with Deontay Wilder, we'll talk about obviously Dillian White's rematch with Povetkin, which has now been put for March the 6th. But Eddie Hearn has gone on record again saying that to come through the fight, that is a fight that he would like to make between Dillian White and Deontay Wilder.
And you know what? I saw that and I thought, wow, that'd be a wicked fight. So for Dillian White, we know that he's a proper road warrior. He'll fight anybody and anybody. For Deontay Wilder, his mission, if he carries on boxing, is to get back to the top. And if doing that, he has to fight Dillian White, and if there's a title on the line, I could see it really happening. I think it's about making the right business move on his part. It's a good business move on Dillian's part, because he's more or less proven, boys, you know what, I've made a mistake. I've come back in the mix. I've beaten everybody around you, champions. Give me a shot. As long as he writes what he classes as the wrong with Povetkin, he reestablishes himself as the man that's being unfairly done to.
Are you convinced that Dillian White wins the rematch with Alexander Povetkin?
Totally convinced. I don't have a doubt because he made a mistake and underestimated what Povetkin still had left. And maybe a job was getting too easy. He thought, well, I'm relaxing here. Now, you know, you get my man once, you won't get him a second time. And I think the way the fight was going, Dillian knows he had the beating of him. Dillian knows he had the youth, the power, the strength, the speed of him. But he just missed out a part of his arsenal and got caught with it. He knows the mistake he made. Povetkin will always be dangerous. Povetkin will always have that. Dillian just has the youth and the energy and the hunger. And Povetkin knows what he can do to Dillian, but he also knows what Dillian can do to him and how the fight was going. So he's either going to jump on him or wait for Dillian to get a little bit tired, weather the storm, and then try and chop him again. And that's the danger. Dillian's got to think, right, when I've got you hurt, I'm going to keep you hurt. That's how he's got to play it.
Bit of a frustrating period for Dillian White. Obviously, you know, he was taking a gamble by taking the rematch so soon after what happened at fight camp in August. It was only about 3 months in between. Obviously, Povetkin, unfortunately, contracted coronavirus. That was put back till January and now a delay till March. But who do you think that's going to benefit, that delay? Who does it benefit?
Well, Povetkin, if he really had the virus, which I don't doubt he did, because when they said he was boxing again, like 3 weeks later, I thought, he ain't got no virus, because it'll take him a hell of a lot longer to get over that. Because I know the effects of this, it has on your lung capacity. And I thought, there's no way Povetkin will get himself into fighting position. You've got to be in the fittest you can be as a human in 3 months. So this has given Povetkin enough time to bask in his success. Given him time to get over the virus physically. So of course, he's just given that time for why he's just had to spend his life crafting his talent and getting better. So I hope that in the gym he's had some decent sparring, just a little, so he doesn't get in and saying, I'm feeling rusty. You know, he's got to be able to get out there, get the job done. He's had time to concentrate on perfecting his boxing ability. So has Anthony Joshua, so has Tyson Fury, so has all the fighters that I can't do anything apart from train. If they are stupid enough to spend this time just waiting and doing nothing, this is the dumbest thing to do. Boxing's like computers. You've got to stay on top of it. You've got to stay there learning, forever learning. And I don't mean getting yourself battered in the gym so all the damage is done in the gym. It means working on technique, working on movement, working on what works for you. And that's how you can spend a year in the gym and not fight and come out and think, wow. Look at Conor Benn, when he's had injuries and he's had time off, he's come back a better fighter. you see it, wow, this boy's done well here. You know, all of a sudden he's using the jab. All of a sudden he's using movement. All of a sudden he's showing patience. So that time off, if you use it wisely, can be the best thing ever. So, and so for Dillian, he's now immersed himself in it. He spends, I don't know if he lives there most of the time in Portugal, but his life is now training. His life is now in the gym. Not the distractions of London. Not the distractions of family and friends. It's in the gym. I like that. It's a commitment you've got to take for a big chunk of your life. You can play outside when all the fighting's done, but he's had to commit himself full time for it.
Mm. Just talking about kind of moving away from that March the 6th card, there's some good fights in this schedule. I think Kelly Avanesian, we're praying, happens finally. It's the most postponed fight over the last few years. It's dragged on for several months and I think creeping into years now, because the original fight was scheduled for well over a year ago when it was
For the European title.
So that's a great fight. Obviously Conor Benn steps up against Sam
April the 10th, that's it, so against Vargas.
Samuel Vargas. And there's Josh Warrington in action, obviously February the 13th. Lawrence Apoli gets his world title March the 20th, I think that one is.
March 20th, yeah.
Yeah, so the schedule is looking good for the first kind of quarter of 2021.
Yeah, without a doubt. Obviously, the ones that will stand out for me are your Conor Benns, are your Lawrence Acoli's. I think Lawrence Acoli, he's not even the finished article, but he'll end up being world champion. I think he'll end up possibly unifying the cruiserweight division and moving up. And I say that because I say there's still a lot of growing left for him to do, improving left for him to do. So against Glowacki as well, I just think Glowacki, they don't realise how powerful a puncher, how big a unit this guy is, but he has a pace, the movement, the speed of a cruiserweight. I'd like to see, you know, as time goes on, I'd like to see how we'd fare at heavyweight, but let him just capture and solidify the cruiserweight division before that happens. And of course, Conor Benn, he did an interview with you the other day, started speaking Spanish, and went, BAM! He was bad, I said, I went. But he did it cool, like like he was watching some gangster film.
Narcos.
And I thought, you know what? That even sounds intimidating. I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds intimidating. So I thought, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna learn to do that. But I like him. I like everything about him. And I think just like that, I think there's parts of him that are so untapped. There's parts of him that are so underestimated. And I like his attitude. I like everything about him. Remember, this young man has left his family in Australia. He's come here, set up home back here in the UK. He doesn't have to box, but he's got a proper chip on his shoulder, which I like. So you know when you've got a little rich kid that's got a chip on his shoulder? They ain't righted, you know. You don't know how to deal with them because you're thinking, what is it that motivates you? And so for Conor, I'm a massive fan. I mean, you know what? I'm a massive fan of Josh Kelly. But and I'm thinking when that day comes, I've got to stick my flag in and say, right, where I'm going. And I think Conor has a beating of him. I think Kelly is he's got an unbelievable talent, but boxing isn't his life. It's not ingrained in him. It's not something that it's a hobby. He plays boxing and he'll get on with the rest of his life. And so I think that depth that Conor has, I think that'll be the thing that pulls him through over Kelly. That's what I think.
Johnny, can I just ask you just to go back on them comments so quickly? Tell me them comments you just said about...
So Josh Kelly, so do you remember Jermaine Taylor?
Yes.
All right, so he loved boxing, great boxer, but he didn't watch boxing. He wasn't he didn't watch it, he wasn't interested in it. He'd watch a soap or this, that. Kelly's one of them. Kelly's a great boxer. When he does, but you think, how can you be so talented and boxing's not your be-all and end-all? So when I box, when I know boxers that box, they'll go home, they'll just watch visuals after videos. You talk, you recite history to them. They'll be come back with you. Yeah, you'll have a conversation of the history of our sport. I gather Josh Kelly's not that guy. Josh Kelly's the kind of guy, I'm going to box, but anyway, get him over the rest of my life. Which I like, which shows how talented he is. But I actually
your assumption of Josh Kelly, or do you know this for definite? Because it's
I've heard.
Okay, that's all right. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I've heard, and so but what I'm saying is, if he immersed himself in it, can you imagine how good this kid could be? Because he is good. He's very good. And I remember bumping into him. He'd not even turned pro. I was doing an event. And he walked up and he was at a table. He had a table and he said, keep an eye on me. I'm going to be world champion. And he'd not even turned professional. And then I've always followed his career and always been a fan of his. And obviously Connors as well.
Well, Josh Kelly's got a very difficult fight in David Evanesian, and obviously Conor Benn's got his fight with Samuel Vargas. But if they both come through that fight, there's no reason why that fight doesn't happen after that at some point this year.
Not at all. Not at all. And I can remember talking to Adam Bull, and Adam Bull actually wants that fight. You know, they're itching for that fight. And I think the sooner the better for both fighters. I think both fighters are still developing, learning and getting better each time you box. These are young guys. And for Josh, did he box in New York he boxed on that card. He had a toughie that night, still came through. But he's been tested. Connor's been tested when he got put down, had to dig it through and the scorecards favoured him. So they both had to learn a lesson in the sport. But I think they're both good fighters. I think they're both improving massively, and I'd love to see a fight between them.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.